Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A WWE Stars in-ring return is imminent, according to reports this morning. Plus, a title match is added to Money in the Bank. We pay our respects to Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. For Tuesday, July the 13th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You know, I think what's so cool about my new position is that I was a wrestler for the last four and a half years. So I do know how the locker room feels. I have a good pulse on the locker room. And so I can hopefully use that to make some changes and make everything better. I mean, better matchups, more TV time for people that might not typically get the opportunities. I want to see, like I said before, I want to see new tag teams step up in the men's division. There's just a lot of things that I feel like I see from a different perspective because I did wrestle the past 4 years.
Right on. That's really cool. And, you know, Kayla mentioned the other component of this, which is that you're working closely with Adam Pearce. So what has it been like working side by side with the old Scrap Daddy?
Adam's the man. I mean, it's so funny because I'm usually working with him in a different capacity. So it's cool to kind of work with him here. Look at Paul Heyman. Good guy. He's a good guy. Me and Pearce are kind of a dynamic duo, if you will.
Sonya Deville has been an on-screen authority figure since her return, and a role that she's played really well. Been really good to see Sonya doing stuff that's a little bit different on screen, but it looks as if that might not be for much longer. Fightful reporting this morning that Sonya Deville's in-ring return should be imminent. This is according to sources close to Fightful. Deville apparently at one point was going to be a part of the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. That's how close we are to seeing Sonya Deville put her hair up and square up once again. Haven't seen Sonya Deville wrestling since she lost a Loser Leaves WWE match last year. And during her time away, of course, we had reports of a stalker breaking into her home. This led to an ongoing issue through the courts that has seemingly now been resolved to an extent. And it saw Sonya Deville make her return to the WWE Thunderdome in a capacity as an authority. And it looks like she's getting back in the ring very, very soon. I've always been a fan of the stuff that Sonya Deville has done. I feel like there's a lot of potential in a character like Sonya, who not only, you know, is a good, strong talker on the microphone, but also has a great ability in the ring that's a bit different to what other stars bring. So I, for one, am really up for seeing Sonya Deville getting back into the ring, apparently imminently.
Oh, that is it. Period. Cover, lifting the leg. One, two, that's it. Frightening. Here's your winner, Omos.
Intimidating stare from Omos. Whatever mental momentum the Viking Raiders had after Ivar's defeat of AJ Styles might have just been extinguished.
Last night on Monday Night Raw, a title match was added to Money in the Bank. The Raw tag team titles will be on the line. AJ Styles and Omos defending them for the first time on pay-per-view against the Viking Raiders, Ivar and Eric. They've gone back and forth at these teams for the past couple of weeks. We had singles competition between both sides on Raw last night, and the titles will be on the line this Sunday. So let's go through this Money in the Bank card then for Sunday out of Fort Worth in Texas. The first time that we'll see fans back on a WWE pay-per-view since WrestleMania, and before that, Elimination Chamber 2020. So So here's how the card shakes up. As we know, the Raw tag titles on the line, AJ Styles and Omos defending against the Viking Raiders. We have the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match, Ricochet, John Morrison, Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Big E, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura. And then the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match goes down with Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Zelina Vega, Liv Morgan, Natalia, who was added by Sonya Deville just the other day, and one more that will be announced, probably being announced this Friday on SmackDown. The Raw Women's Championship on the line. Rhea Ripley will defend against Charlotte Flair. The WWE Champion Bobby Lashley is defending against Kofi Kingston, and the Universal title is defended. Roman Reigns puts it up against Edge. We understand that Bianca Belair will be part of the pay-per-view. She was set to face off against Bayley in an I Quit match. However, as we discovered over the weekend, Bayley suffered an injury during training and she is out of action for the next 9 months. Devastating turn of events for Bayley. Apparently, we will see a SmackDown women's title match. No doubt something that will be put in place on SmackDown this coming Friday. WWE stars have got an unnamed change. So, Reckoning and Slapjack from Retribution, according to PW Insider, have reverted back to their names pre-Retribution. So Shane Thorne and Mia Yim have shed the colours of Retribution. I guess just T-Bar and Mace left flying the flag now. So a star turned up on both WWE and AEW television at exactly the same time. What is this? Ravishing Rick Rude all over again? Kelsey Heather has made history. She worked on AEW Dark Elevation last night, the episode that was taped, aired last night. But as she was doing so, she appeared on Monday Night Raw, where she is in the corner of Bobby Lashley on the VIP lounge. This makes Kelsey Heather the first person to work both WWE and AEW shows on exactly the same night. Good little statistic, that. Speaking of AEW, congratulations to Griff Garrison officially signing with the promotion. This comes just a few days after they made the decision to finally sign Brian Pillman Jr. to a full-time contract. The Varsity Blondes look like they are part of plans going forward in AEW for some time to come. And you love to see it. Is Darby Allin in the Jackass movie? Well, we kind of thought he was. We talked about this. So Knotfest tweeted out the cinematic celebration of the perfectly executed shot to the ding-dong in Jackass will live forever. It will feature cameos from Shaq, Tony Hawk, Eric Andre, Darby Allin, and Post Malone. Hashtag Jackass forever. Darby Allin, quote retweeted, "I ain't in this movie." Are you sure? I'm sure he's in this movie. I don't understand. I think he's in this film. He says he's not, but I think he is. We have an update on the WWE draft. This comes from Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast. He says, hearing some changes, previous have reported the draft will take place on the 31st of August and the 3rd of September. Hearing it's going to be delayed by a month. I was just told the 4th of October, but not sure if that's night one or two. So the possible dates now are October the 1st, October the 4th, or October the 4th and October the 8th. Either way, there will be a draft that'll mix the rosters up once again, shake things up once again, before the end of 2021. The first post-WWE match by Buddy Murphy has been confirmed. He's going to be facing the AEW FTW champion Brian Cage at a show at the 2300 Arena, formerly the ECW Arena. The event, hosted by Battleground Championship Wrestling, takes place on September the 18th, by which point Buddy Murphy's No Compete will be up. Other names for that show include Enzo Amore, the former Aiden English, and Matt Hardy. It's quite a beefy card for Battleground Championship Wrestling. We reported yesterday that Chelsea Green made her Ring of Honor debut over the weekend, but there was another ROH debut that took place that went almost under the radar. Chris Hero, formerly in WWE as Cassius Ohno, was backstage working as a producer for Best in the World, Ring of Honor's pay-per-view this past weekend. Hiro has a big history with ROH, champion there on multiple occasions. So it's nice to see him back in a promotion that he knows so well, working in a role that no doubt will benefit everybody. And we have an update on the Broken Skull Sessions episode with Kevin Nash. We've seen the teaser already of Steve Austin and Kevin Nash attempting to name NWO members. We were meant to see that show this past weekend to culminate NWO week. It's now been held off another week. This time is now being scheduled for this Sunday after the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. We've seen WWE toing and froing on a lot of the specials as of late, wanting a stronger lead-in on the network in order to maximize viewership. And by holding off having it as a post Money in the Bank pay-per-view event, you are probably going to get more eyes moving from the pay-per-view on the network straight into a brand new Broken Skull Sessions. And finally, the news broke yesterday that WWE Hall of Famer Paul Orndorff has passed away at the age of 71. On tonight's episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, Justin Henry shares some of his memories of Paul Orndorff.
Well, just going back through his career, I wasn't a fan back then, but I came to appreciate.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
His heel turn on Hulk Hogan in 1986, which kicked off a major run of big money house show matchups between the two. They drew over 70,000 fans at the Toronto's Exhibition Stadium for him and Hogan in the main event for the title. They had the big Saturday Night's main event cage match that aired in early 87. But just Orndorff, just the way he set Hogan up, he was his friend for a little while, but he was a little undercurrent of envy between that competitive envy. It's like, he has what I want. And he just had enough of being second banana. So he just clotheslined the hell out of Hogan one day and went with Heenan and set up that whole feud.
You can hear Justin and I talk more about Paul Orndorff in the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review later on today. But for now, let's close out by taking a special look at the life and times of Mr. Wonderful.
From Tampa, Florida, Paul Orndorff.
Paul Parlett Orndorff Jr. was born October 29th, 1949. It seemed like football was in his future, even getting drafted for the NFL, but discovered a much greater passion in the 70s.
Paul Orndorff, originally from Winchester, Virginia, 6 feet tall, 240 pounds, astrological sign Scorpio. His favorite hole is a suplex, favorite food is seafood, favorite other sport is boxing. And that seems a little unusual because Paul is a former college football player at the University of Tampa. I would have thought that maybe football was, but maybe he just had enough of it.
Paul Orndorff first made his mark in pro wrestling for the National Wrestling Alliance, becoming a 5-time NWA North American champion.
I'm not facing them cameras. Those people ain't going to get a good look at me. You know how many families I've broken up by looking at that family? Oh. That's why I don't look at it.
Orndorff joined the World Wrestling Federation in 1983 and, alongside Rowdy Roddy Piper, would square off against Hulk Hogan and Mr. T in the main event of the first ever WrestleMania.
Mr. Wonderful starting this match out with the Hulkster.
Big scores to be settled here as the happening of the century is about to go down here on WrestleMania.
As the 80s wore on, Mr. Wonderful would be entwined further with Hogan as both an ally.
When Mr. Wonderful makes a stand, you can count that he knows how to survive.
And an enemy.
Hold his hand up high for victory. We'll win this matchup, but nonetheless, oh no! I don't believe this. What in the world is wrong with Orndorff?
You see, Hulk Hogan, the difference between you and I is that I'll do anything at any cost to get something I want.
Orndorff versus Hogan was a rivalry that went across the world. It led to a memorable WWF Championship match in front of 70,000 Canadian fans at the big event and a high-stakes steel cage match in front of a worldwide TV audience.
Orndorff being hauled back into the cage! Champion Hogan is hammering away!
Paul suffered injuries to his neck and arm during this time, but refused to take time off for surgery, a decision that would ultimately cut his wrestling career short.
I can tell you one thing, Cactus Jack. Mr. Wonderful's coming with both barrels loaded, and he's coming for one reason, and that's to prove to you, WCW, and all those 8-to-5ers out there that I am the better man.
In 1995, after a hard-hitting run in World Championship Wrestling, Paul was forced into retirement. Orndorff would make brief returns to the ring in the 21st century at WCW Fall Brawl 2000 and what would be his final match in May of 2017.
His signature maneuver! Orndorff with the stuff!
Jeez! 1, 2, 3,
yes!
Orndorff has eliminated Johnny the Bull!
Like this.
Paul turned up in WWE on a handful of occasions around this time too, most notably the night he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
But I would truly like to say I thank you fans very much. It means a lot. Love y'all, and I love my beautiful wife, Rhonda. I'll be home, baby.
Adam Edge Copeland tweeted, Paul was the first wrestler I hated and feared as a child. I was at the big event in Toronto. Changed my life. Years later, the morning before WrestleMania 21, I trained with him and Hulk. I was a little kid again. One of my fondest memories. Thank you for all of them, Paul. Mick Foley battled Orndorff during his run in WCW. He wrote, as a fan, I loved watching him. As a wrestler, I loved working with him. Truly one of the all-time greats. And Travis Orndorff, Paul Orndorff's son, wrote, most of you will remember him for his physique, many will remember his intensity, but if I could only get you to understand and see his heart. As much as many of you hated him as a wrestler, he absolutely loved you for it. He was an amazing father that showed me more love than I ever deserved. I love you, Daddy. We here at Cultaholic extend our condolences to family and friends of Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Now you people out there, look at the number one man in wrestling today.
For Tuesday, July the 13th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
for all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes. Search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.